Hey, thank you for listening. You probably clicked on this because you're not feeling great right now, and I'm sorry about that. First, let me give you a virtual hug. Yeah, I know it's the great time of virtual hugs, isn't it? Such a fucked up year, you can't even hug another person. Hey, if I were with you right now, I would give you a real hug. I don't care who you are, how old you are, what's your gender, or whatever. I would just wrap my arms around you and hold you. In a just as a friend kind of way. And I hope you can imagine that now. Another living soul hugging you because you deserve it. You know, you're not alone. I don't know what you are struggling with at the moment, but there are so many people who are dealing with mental health issues. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I've spent about the last 3 years of my life pulling myself out of a pretty serious mental mess. By the way, I'm not making this up for this audio, it's unfortunately true. And this is not me saying I managed to get completely sane again and now I'm an expert in how to do that and can hand out advice to others. I'm saying I learned to get a little bit better at dealing with my own personal fucked upness. I don't know nothing about yours. All I can offer is to say some things that would help me to hear myself. And that's why I won't give you any of this think positive and keep smiling bullshit, because that makes me feel even more misunderstood and disconnected. You don't need to be fake happy with me. You could have skipped this audio, but you decided to listen and face that topic. And for that, I'm proud of you. It takes a lot of courage to admit to yourself that you're not all right mentally. Also, I won't give you any of that you need to toughen up bullshit. I've had some of that thrown at me just yesterday. Thanks for fucking nothing to that person. You do not need to toughen up. Your feelings are valid. You're suffering because you're a sensitive human being and probably more empathetic than most. Or probably you're feeling numb. But that's not because you were incapable of feelings. It's because you feel so much. Your mind can't handle it and protects itself. And I won't give you any as long as you function, everything is fine bullshit. Yes, it is a strong indicator of mental illness when you lose control over your life. But that doesn't mean everything was fine if you still hold your shit together. You deserve more than functioning. You deserve to be happy. About functioning. Have you ever questioned who are really the sick people? Those who break under pressure or those who keep going and going like mindless robots? I can't claim credit for this interesting idea. It's from a book called The Sane Society by Erich Fromm. It's a very interesting book because it shifts the focus away from the individual who is declared sick to the society by analyzing the features of modern societies that promote mental illness. Well, I'm not saying it's all about the society making people sick, but it's an interesting shift of perspective. And I think it's very valuable to question our definition of what's sane. Well, it's a totally head-centered person and theory nerd. I found that relieving. Here are some Ava thoughts on sanity. As I see it, there's no such thing as perfectly sane. Or at least there are no two mutually exclusive categories, like sane and insane, or healthy and sick. It's more like poles with a continuum between them. And our goal is to move a little bit towards the healthy pole. That's a totally different thing as imagining perfectly sane as an ideal you must reach. You don't. If you manage to move a little towards healthy, that's already an achievement. And in my opinion, there is no such thing as perfectly sane in the first place. People just come in different degrees of crazy. So, my point is, healing is not about erasing sickness. It's more about embracing it. It's about accepting that some things are more challenging for you than for others, at least at this time in your life. It's about liking that person you are, with all their flaws and imperfections. And it's about hope that things will get better again, that you will get better again. I know that when you're deep down in the darkness, that's the hardest thing, to have that hope. But I know you can do it, because you're strong inside. Things will get better. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but they will get better. There's so much life waiting to be lived by you. Whew. Before I leave, I want you to think of one little thing to do to make you feel better. Either something you could do right now, or at least later today. And of course, I want you to actually do it and not only think about it. It should not be something for someone else, or even something for you and someone else. It has to be something only for you. Just so you get an idea, I tell you what that would be for me. But it's very individual, and I don't suggest you do the same. I would make a nice cup of cappuccino for myself. Not only make coffee, but the whole thing. Espresso and foamed milk with a little bit of cinnamon in it. I don't know if anyone else does that, but I don't care. I like cinnamon in my foamed milk. It doesn't sound much, but it's my way of telling myself that I'm worthy, that I deserve to have the coffee I like best. And when it's ready, I put it in one of my favorite mugs and I drink it slowly and I'm a little proud. Sometimes I also take a bath or listen to my favorite music while not doing anything else on the side, or, sometimes I buy stuff I don't basically need. Or if I'm in the right mood, I listen to one of those wonderful audios people are creating around here. So now, take a look inside and try to find out what you need. And whatever that little thing is for you, I want you to do it and feel proud because you did something for that very likable person you are. And if you can't come up with anything at all, then listen to this stupid little audio again. At least you will get another virtual hug. So, I will leave and make some cappuccino for myself now. Take care and be kind to yourself.